It's Christmas Eve, and I'm Pastor Tim. Welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 647, Us Word. People are not static. We are ever and always moving, and our movements have direction. We are oriented somewhere, pointed on a path, headed intentionally toward something or someone or somewhere. Christmas is the story of God's direction, His route, if you will. And the good news, the great news, is that God's direction is usward. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We love the God who first loved us and who came here to prove it. We see in people, including ourselves, the movement of their lives. Just watch people. By their body language, they're either leaning in for deeper connection or they're pulling back and moving away. You can hear it in their words. Either language of love and connection or maybe quick, clipped words to move on, move past you and move past the moment they're in. Well, the movement of God through scriptures and supremely in Jesus is usward. The God who created us in His image wants now to live in us, to walk with us, because He's for us. And Christmas tells that story. So give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a little bit about the background of this Christmas message, and then ask you a great question. Pray a Christmas Eve prayer with you and give you a challenge to enter into Christmas Day with greater love for God and for those around you. The shepherds were told to not be afraid, because the good news of Emmanuel, God with us, is that God is for us. He's not our executioner, He's our Savior. John 1:14 from the Message. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. Eugene Peterson writes, God comes. He's not an object at the center of the universe. He's not a fixed point on an astronomer's map of heaven. He is active and moving. And this movement has direction. He comes to us. God doesn't wander around, window shopping from galaxy to galaxy, juggling the moons of Jupiter and casually admiring the rings of Saturn. We are His destination. Eugene is right. So on this day before Christmas, we can sing, O come, Emmanuel. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. And our waiting is not uncertain, because He has come, intentionally, specifically, gloriously for us. On this Christmas Eve, here's the great question. What emotions are you feeling right now as we enter into this glorious holiday? And as you embrace the truth that Jesus has come in grace and truth for you. Let's pray this Christmas Eve prayer from Robert Louis Stevenson. Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate, and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift, and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be Thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow on Christmas Day for episode 648. And in the meantime, on this Christmas Eve, we rejoice with the angels that our Lord has come. Here's a little bit more from Eugene Peterson. And He didn't simply come once and then return to spend the rest of eternity like an old tourist, telling stories of His trip and boring angels with slides of His visit. He came, He comes, and He will come again. Eugene nailed it. So, podcast family, may the immense and unceasing love of God warm your heart on this Christmas Eve, as you take a moment to ponder God on the move, God's direction, which is ever usward. Merry Christmas.